I am Osnathi Ndlovu, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, brought to you today by First Distribution. The pace of innovation in the cloud space is simply breathtaking. Gone are the days when the cloud was just about virtual machines and storage. Today, it is a dynamic ecosystem, constantly introducing features that are fundamentally transforming how businesses operate, from the smallest startups to the largest enterprises. This is the third in a series of three interviews on this topic with First Distribution. Episode 1 covered cloud cost optimization in Azure, and Episode 2 looked at how businesses can manage the complexities of data residency in hybrid cloud environments. You can catch both of those interviews on Tech Central. Today, I am pleased to welcome back Pregan Chetty. He is the Azure Product Manager at First Distribution. Pregan is returning to the show to discuss some of the latest and coolest features available in the Azure cloud environment and how businesses are leveraging this for growth. Pregan, hello once again. Welcome back.
The time's a charm. Thanks for having me again.
My pleasure. Pregan, for those who did not watch the first two episodes, please just give us an overview of who First Distribution is and where they fit in South Africa's IT landscape.
Cool. So First Distribution is a leading ICT provider in the South African markets, as well as African markets. We distribute over 50 global premium vendors, and we've been around for the last 40 years in the ICT industry. We deal with multiple different technologies, ranging from networking all the way to the cloud, of which we're here to talk about today.
Okay. Let me start by asking you this, Pregan. What benefits do cloud environments offer over on-prem when it comes to companies' ability to innovate and experiment with new technologies? Mm-hmm.
If you're speaking specifically to innovation and adoption of new technologies, the first major impact is scalability. The ability for organizations to instantly scale their resources on demand, or even downscale those resources if needs be. The second key advantage that you're getting is speed to market. There are pre-templated, pre-provisioned technologies that are literally click and go. That allows organizations to speed their time of taking a particular service, taking a particular technology to markets. Next up, you have the access to advanced services, your things like AI, your cognitive services, the ability to use things like DevOps tools, FinOps tools. These are things that are readily available within Microsoft Azure.
Pregan, speaking to that now, new tools are being deployed all the time and companies want to be on the cutting edge, but there's not always time or resources to keep abreast. How can companies ensure that they're up to date with the latest cloud developments and using them appropriately?
It's actually quite simple, right? As much as it sounds, it's a complex question. And it's literally taking due diligence onto yourselves. For organizations, it's adopting the cloud framework or the cloud adoption framework. It's understanding how that works and aligning your business objectives as well as your project to that framework. Using tools like Azure Advisor yet again, I think this is the third time I've mentioned it. It is a very, very crucial tool because Azure Advisor offers organizations personalized best practices against their current infrastructure. The next thing I would say would be a very key point is the ability to leverage managed services. As First Distribution, we work in a third-party channel. This means we work with reseller channels to provide end users with the technologies they need. Now, these resellers come with their own myriad of advantages and benefits, ranging from support, professional services, and not forgetting that FD has their own white-label professional services, of which we work strategically with our top-tier resellers to provide solutions to end customers.
All right. So if we didn't talk about Gen AI, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job well. But Gen AI is growing in its complexity and in the capabilities that it offers to businesses. Could you give me an overview of the features, the AI features in Azure that South African businesses are using to stay ahead?
100%. And looking at the South African market specifically, the first thing we see a lot is Azure OpenAI services. Now, Azure OpenAI services are for activities or tasks like natural language processing, summarization, or even chatbots in some cases. Think of a Takealot, a little chatbot that uses a cognitive or OpenAI service. The next thing we see being used a lot in the South African markets, or I should rather say increasing adoption of, is the Azure AI Studio or Azure AI Foundry Studio that I mentioned in episode 2. So Azure AI Studio is a unified platform for building, testing, and deploying generational AI models, depending on your business needs. Machine learning, also very, very key, because this allows organizations to create model training, or deployment methodologies, as well as monitoring ability, as well as monitoring parts that their organization may take.
All right, so lots of tools available for different needs,
100%.
It seems. It's one thing innovating with AI at a fast pace, but integrating AI safely into organizations is a very important factor for many businesses. Does Azure give tools for businesses to ensure that they are responsible with their AI development?
Yes, there are multiple tools in Azure that focuses specifically on AI, around the securing of the data, the managing of the data, the managing of the model, as well as the actual model itself. There are multiple tools dependent on the organization's needs that can be leveraged in the cloud.
Okay. One of the biggest problems that I would say older organizations have is that they may have a code base from 20, 30 years ago, where the developers who built it are no longer there. They didn't really write much in terms of documentation. Are there AI tools that can help them modernize that code base in a way that won't break the rest of the system?
Yes, there are multiple tools out there. I mean, if you look at AI and the way it's progressing in the world right now, there's an AI for everything. Yes, it's not necessarily going to give you the right answer if your prompt is incorrect, but yes, there are multiple tools. For example, Azure Copilot has been built to be that little advisor in the Azure space, essentially allowing organizations to leverage that AI tool for any information, any automation, or any capabilities that they may need in the future. However, as mentioned, it's currently in public preview at this moment in time. It is not generally announced. We are waiting for the announcement. I'm not too sure when that's going to be, but that is going to be a major game changer for organizations in these legacy or traditional systems that are using code specifically. But let's not forget that there is tools for AI. There are DevOps tools that allow you to integrate the AI as well as the coding to provide actionable business outcomes. Again, dependent on the case.
Okay. There is a misconception, Pregan, that cutting-edge cloud technologies are for the large enterprise customers. How have you seen small and medium businesses take advantage of these tools?
It's a very interesting question, Nati, because a lot of the time that is the general misconception. This is for enterprise organization of 10,000 users and upwards. It actually isn't. In the South African markets, we see a lot of SMBs adopting Azure, purely because of the benefit it provides, the flexibility, the scalability, and let's not forget the maintenance cost of actually having on-premise infrastructure. Because a lot of people commonly mistake the costing process, and they forget to include things like the physical labor that you would need managing that physical thing on-prem, the electricity costs, the cooling costs, as well as the licensing costs. It's just over and above everything else. Azure helps you by having this in the cloud with a virtual machine that comes paired with an operating system if needs be. But it also doesn't stop customers from taking what they already own and using it in the cloud.
Okay. So let's look to the future. You know, what kind of new and exciting tools can we expect from the Azure environment?
Shoot, there's a lot actually coming about. A few of the interesting tools, or I should rather say programs, is a program called DCO. Or the Digital Core Optimization Program. And this program is specified to a particular technology, being virtual core infrastructure, and the use of virtual core infrastructure in both SQL as well as Windows Server environments. We are yet to get information around the Windows Server environments, but we are currently active with the Digital Core Optimization Program from a SQL perspective. And one of the ways we are helping customers is helping them by licensing the virtual cores they need on SQL for the tools they need. This allows us to create more cost flexibility within the organization to either upsell, cross-sell, or just focus on a different product or project that that organization needs.
Okay. What else can we look forward to?
Sure. Where does the list stop? Let's rather put it that way. So there's also a ongoing updates in the world, for sure. From your cognitive services, your AI services, which has been, you know, one of the hot topics in the last few months, as well as in this podcast series, those services are continuously being enhanced on a daily basis. There are new services being added to Microsoft Azure from third-party vendors, new solutions, new technologies, new applications that organizations can now take out as a software as a service rather than a platform or infrastructure as a service model. And these are the key things that are driving interest in the Azure space. The list doesn't stop.
Yes.
It is going to continuously keep growing. I mean, personal opinion, I think that list will probably contain every technology there will be soon enough.
So Pregan, if people want to learn more or they want to find out more about Azure technologies or first distribution, how can they do that?
Perfect. So we have a microsite within First Distribution specifically to the Microsoft Azure team and our capabilities and our services. In addition to that, you can contact any of our office lines. If you are a partner of First Distribution, simply reach out to your account manager and simply ask for me.
Okay. Well, Pregan, thank you very much for an informative episode as well as an informative series.
Thank you so much for having me, Nati, and hosting the session.
That is Pregan Chetty. He is Azure Product Manager at First Distribution.